Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hurricane Irma continuing to move toward the U.S. state of Florida with heavy rains and powerful winds. Rick Scott is Florida's governor.
This is a deadly storm, and our state has never seen anything like it. Millions of Floridians will see major hurricane impacts with deadly storm surge and life-threatening winds.
Crossing the Caribbean, Irma left at least 23 people dead, catastrophic destruction everywhere. Among the island's hardest hit was Barbuda, which was virtually flattened. This woman was in neighboring Antigua and just arrived back in London.
The hurricane itself was like being in a nightmare, and it was just horrible because the outcome wasn't actually as bad as other islands, so I don't even want to imagine what the other people felt.
Yeah.
I was saying to Tanai, the wall's shaking, and she said, Rochelle, sort of being over the top, and I said, no, touch the wall, it's shaking, and the wall was shaking.
We just didn't
know. We didn't know what was going to happen.
Barbuda now facing the impact of Category 4 Hurricane Jose. Back to Florida, where nearly 7 million people were asked to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Irma's landfall later today. Highest sustained winds just about 230 kilometers per hour. North Korea has marked the 69th anniversary of the founding of the nation. There were ceremonies and fanfare as the international community watched for another potential missile threat. Rohingya insurgents in Myanmar have called for a month-long ceasefire starting today in order to allow humanitarian aid to reach those affected by the conflict. Latest round of violence has left 400 people dead, triggered a mass exodus of Rohingya to Bangladesh. This is VOA News. Head of the United Nations Peacekeeping Forces says that rising ethnic tensions in Central African Republic are likely to spur greater conflict between the Muslim and Christian communities unless action is taken to defuse the situation. That story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
UN Undersecretary General for Peacekeeping Operations Jean-Pierre Lacroix says ethnic hate speech is running in parallel with an increase in violence in Central African Republic. Lacroix says it is a key responsibility of the leadership and all those who have an influence in Central African Republic to counter those messages. War between the Muslim Seleka and Christian anti-Balaka armed groups broke out in 2013 after Seleka rebels toppled the Christian president François Bozizé. Peacekeeping Chief Lacroix tells VOA every effort is being made to redeploy UN forces on the ground to try to mitigate the impact of this violence and to protect civilians. The United Nations is trying to reconcile the two ethnic communities by working with religious, civic, and political leaders from different walks of life. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Firefighters Australia bracing for what they fear will be one of the worst bushfire seasons on record. They say warmer conditions have combined with a very dry winter to raise the threat level. In Queensland, a tropical cyclone had led to rapid growth in vegetation. Now that since has dried up, posing a huge fire risk. Early season bushfires are continuing to burn near the Queensland capital, Brisbane. In the summer of 2003, bushfires devastated parts of the nation's capital, Canberra. 2009, bushfire disaster known as Black Saturday killed 173 in Victoria. People of Mexico beginning to mourn now dozens who died when a massive earthquake hit the Pacific coast and a hurricane struck the Gulf Coast. VOA's Bezan Hamdard reporting.
Hardest hit was Juchitán, a Oaxaca state city where 36 people died when the magnitude 8.1 quake struck. President Enrique Peña Nieto said a third of the city's homes collapsed or were uninhabitable. Two others died in a mudslide in the Gulf Coast state of Veracruz after Hurricane Katia hit late on Friday. Peña Nieto said authorities were looking to reestablish supplies of water and food and provide medical attention to those who need it. Bejan Hamdard, VOA News.
And for more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.